several years ago, I had, while I was in college, I had the opportunity to participate in the Semester at Sea program. It allowed me to travel the world on a ship, went to 12 countries over the course of 100 days. One of the most impactful journeys was our visit to Tanzania, where I was at a daytime orphanage. There were about 200 children there, and I asked the headmistress what sort of dental exposure do the children have, and she said, "We don't have a dentist nearby for the children to see. We just know that sugar causes cavities, so the kids don't get any sweets." And yet, for their snack or with a meal, it was a lot of rolls, a lot of bread products, a lot of carbohydrates, which for me, looking at the first thing our body breaks down a carbohydrate into is the sugar components that ultimately the bacteria that live in our mouth will consume and release acid that subsequently causes tooth decay. So that was my light bulb moment that made me say my calling had to be about the basics. I had initial interest in dentistry and becoming an orthodontist, but felt that if the children that I was seeing in East Africa didn't have the resources or the access to oral hygiene and good oral hygiene, then the story wasn't too much different from the children in the community that I grew up in Northeast Ohio. So that drew me to community dentistry, and once I was actually in dental school, pediatric dentistry was where I felt my calling was. And with that, I was able to apply for a scholarship that allowed me to have dental school taken care of and allowed me to begin my career in a community health center setting to provide pediatric dental services to our nation's youngest consumers of oral health care.
So you have a good time with the kids?
I do. I have a great time with the children. And actually, when I was in Tanzania, I had made a promise to myself that I would return as a dentist. And that was in 2004. And in 2014, I had found a nonprofit organization that actually does pediatric dental mission trips. And they had just started serving in Kenya, also in East Africa, at a dental facility. And I go every year. I just completed my fourth year of service going out to the Kikuyu Hospital Dental Clinic in Kikuyu, Kenya, providing service, pediatric dental services, many first-time experiences for the children, hundreds of children. It's probably been about 1,000 children since I started this journey a few years ago.
Do some of the kids year to year say, "Hey, there's my favorite dentist coming back"?
They do come back and see us, and they have a really good rotation of bringing the children back so that they are receiving this regular dental care, whether it's every year or every 2 years. Right across the street from the dental clinic and hospital compound is one of the most in need schools. In the community, a lot of these children are orphans or are refugees that attend this school, and it's a boarding school. So it's an amazing opportunity to see these kids, and because they are across the street, they do happen to come and see us every year. And it's just it's a good time. I'm honored to provide my services over there, and the dental director at that clinic says that I'm their resident pediatric dentist. So I look forward every year going back and serving children in that capacity.